Brenda Anderson.
And I'm Libby Summers.
Welcome to Simmer Down.
Hey.
Hey, Brenda.
This week, our muse is going to be Vidalia onions.
I love sweet Vidalia onions.
I do, too. I want to tell you this thing. About 20 years ago, Vidalia onion season was very short. And what happened, people started flooding the market with all these sort of knockoff, if you will, to Vidalia onions. And then you were able to get them for 3 or 4 months at a time.
Faux-dalia onions. We know the difference.
We do know the difference. And it was bad because then people in the rest of the country were getting what they thought were Vidalia onions. And sort of gave Vidalia onions a bad rap. But Vidalia onions are grown in Vidalia and Glenville, Georgia.
How far is Vidalia from Savannah?
About an hour and a half.
Okay.
So we get them straight from the farm. Right. We don't have to order them from distributors and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I see them truck farm. I mean, when I pick them up, they're like David's Produce or, you know, some truck farmer on the side of the road.
Yep. Typically, they are wide and flat. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not a perfectly round onion like some sweet onions. They're a little odd-shaped, but they do, as we know, make the best onion rings ever.
No, Brenda, you make the best onion rings ever.
Did you like the way I kind of led her right into that?
I've eaten some onion rings in my life. Yours are the best.
I used to brag to Libby because I would like to say, you know, I could at least make one thing really super great, and it was Vidalia onions. And I told, for years, I would say, Libby, oh, my God, I made the best Vidalia onions. Well, she said I never told her. So one day we were talking about it, and she goes, why didn't you tell me? Because that's my favorite thing to eat. So when we wrapped her second book, we decided to celebrate, and we had Moscow mules and fried onion rings and sat on my mother-in-law's dock on the Forest River in quilts and celebrated.
It was such a good afternoon.
It was a really good afternoon, and she agreed. They're the best fried onion rings ever.
They're the best. And this week on Salted in Style, the next 2 weeks, we're going to give three recipes. One is Vidalia onion bourbon jam. One is a baked stuffed Vidalia onions that have an egg on top. But my favorite Brenda is giving us her Vidalia onion ring recipe. And we should kind of just quickly, can we walk them through what you do that makes it so special?
Absolutely. I think the first thing, the main ingredient, of course, is the Vidalia onion. But another thing that I do is I use Newcastle beer. Now, I've tried it with other beer. It's not the same. You know, I have to drink the rest, and then I sampled it with a different beer, and then I had to drink the rest of that, and you know. But no, maybe it's because it's sort of an amber color. Mm-hmm. It has a different makeup to it, I suppose. I don't know that much about beer. But that's what I use because it's my son's favorite beer, and it was just in the house, and that's how I got started. Basically, you use self-rising flour in a gallon Ziploc bag, cracked black pepper, kosher salt, and garlic powder. And to probably 4 cups of flour, I do 3 tablespoons of the garlic powder and the pepper and 1 of salt.
Wow.
And you think that's going to be too salty because it's self-rising flour. It's not. So you've got that in a Ziploc. In a bowl, I beat eggs. For 2 onions, you need about 4 eggs beaten.
You put anything in with the eggs? Water or anything, or just the eggs?
Just the eggs.
Just the eggs.
Because you want it to be thick and kind of goopy and to really stick to the onion. And then I have a bowl that right before I get started cooking, I open up a Newcastle and put a half of a beer in the bowl.
So you have 3 bowls.
Bowls and 1 Ziploc.
Okay, 2 bowls and 1 Ziploc. Mm-hmm.
So you slice your onions about 1.5 inches thick, separate them, dip them in the egg, then put them in the Ziploc that has the flour, salt, pepper, and garlic mixture. Shake it really good. Get your grease hot, and I do it in a skillet.
I love you just said, get your grease hot. That is so Southern.
Is it? What would you have said?
Your oil. I get my grease hot.
Okay, so I get my grease hot in a skillet, and it's probably 3 inches. So it's not a deep fry. You have to turn them.
You're using a cast iron skillet?
Yes. But you don't have to. I have a Le Creuset skillet that I use if I don't feel like the cast iron. It's a little bit bigger than my cast iron. So sometimes I use that. So you have dipped them in the egg. You shake them in the Ziploc bag in your flour. Don't do them all at once. You're going to do about probably two slices at a time. Meaning, so you're going to have about 10 rings. Okay. When the oil is hot.
Say what you're going to say. Don't change it for
when
me.
The grease is hot, then you take them out of the Ziploc bag, dip them in the beer, straight into the grease.
From dry, you make them wet again.
Yes.
You don't go back to the flour mixture.
No.
All right. Interesting.
So it's to the egg, to the flour, real quick dip in the beer. Some of the flour won't even get coated. I just dip it, take it out into the grease.
You're just getting that nice yeasty flavor.
Mm-hmm. And it just makes them fluffy. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's what it is. It's a yeast flavor. Of course, I can't cook without garlic, so I think the garlic adds a lot. Now, when they're out, you eat them right away, and in my house, that's no problem because they know that's what I'm cooking. And so everybody's standing there in the kitchen, you know, tapping their fingers on the countertop. A paper plate with paper towels, put them on that, and then, I know you're going to think it's too much, but you've had them, it's not. I take a little kosher salt and put on top when they're hot.
Okay.
Just a pinch and sprinkle. They are to die for.
They're the best onion rings I've ever had.
I mean, and they're so easy. I mean, it's kind of a pain in the butt. But
you don't do it often. Nobody's making onion rings.
I don't do it often.
I mean, it's a treat.
It is a treat. I did it when we were at the beach last week and everybody loved it. I'm sorry I didn't do it the night you were there.
You're such a bitch. Now, on Salted and Styled, you give us a dipping sauce recipe, do you not? Or no?
I don't. That's for the fennel.
Oh, my God. I'm giving a taste of what's to come.
I know.
Did some fennel.
We did.
Ring, like some fried fennel. Oh, my gosh. But that's a whole other story.
That's a whole other story. We'll tell you about the fennel soon because
yeah.
It is delish. But the onion rings, you know, you stand there and cook them. And before you give the plate to pass, get one for yourself.
Yeah.
Because when it comes back, They're all gone.
How long? What do you think your oil is? You know, typical 350, 360, like a.
It's pretty hot. I would say 360.
And then you're cooking them for how long? Do you think it takes a slice?
Probably about 4 minutes.
Okay, just till. Do you turn them over? Or you
just I do. Them do you the turn thing? Them because they're not deep fried, so sometimes the oil doesn't cover the top.
Okay.
So I turn them, and I do it. You're going to want to do it until they're a little darker than golden.
Yeah, yours were light. They weren't like uber dark.
No.
Yeah.
A little darker than golden brown because I like them to be crispy because the onion's so tender on the inside.
Right.
They're delicious. And even my daughter, who doesn't like onion on anything, loves the onion ring.
Brenda, next year, every year in Vidalia, there's the Vidalia Onion Festival with
I
the
so
queen
go.
And the
I
whole
wanna,
thing.
I used
you
to think,
to
I mean, I'm serious. I used to think, could I be the queen? Is there an age limit on being the queen? What does one have to do to be the queen?
I think you should enter your onion rings in the recipe contest.
Do you?
Yes.
Let's do it next year.
You do
it. Will you go with me?
Of course I will.
Can I wear a tiara?
If you must. If you must.
Anyway, y'all try the recipe.
It's right there on Salted and Style. We're going to lead with it.
June.
No, it's next week it's going up.
So the first week of June.
Yeah, first week of June. I'm sorry. Yeah.
First week of June. Oh, my gosh. I just tried Libby's bourbon onion jam. What
yeah,
was
just
it?
We had it while we were talking
okay,
about
okay, so
this
she
podcast.
Said I made you a little snack. I was thrilled to death. Prosciutto ham on a tomato with fresh basil and this jam. It is so good.
Well, I hope you love the onions. We'll talk to you next time.
Next time,
thanks,
it's fennel.
Thanks.